from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning, everybody. It is the G and Ursula Show. I was trying to talk to you guys without the microphone being on. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Your poor voice is already stretched out, and then you're going to try to stretch it a little bit more.
That thing is thirsty.
So coming up at 10:30.
My favorite quarterback that used to play for the Green Bay Packers and the Vikings and the Jets. That quarterback. Oh, Brett Favre.
Yeah, that story just keeps getting worse and worse. So we're finally going to address it on this show. For some reason, we haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, and I will tell you about my interaction with Brett Favre on Twitter of October of 2021.
Yeah, but right now, we need to get to this story. And already a few of you have texted in because you know what the story is about. But I want to get your opinion. And this has been a very interactive show today. Our text line has been super busy.
It really has.
888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. Here we go.
What's new at 10?
So, a question for all of you parents. Do you worry about the worst case scenario when you send your kids to school? And maybe that's not the worst case, but it's a horrible case scenario. And that is the possibility of a school shooting. So, a Lacey man decided to tackle security concerns himself, and he now stands guard with a pistol outside North Thurston High School. His name is Anthony Triplett, and he says he was moved by what happened in Uvalde, the school massacre there. And he spoke with the Tacoma News Tribune about why he's been standing guard outside schools, even though the district has essentially not really gotten back to him about his proposal to provide school security after Uvalde.
My kids go to this school along with the other schools throughout the county. And after the last school shooting, I could no longer take it to where our kids are unprotected. So I'm doing what I can to help keep our kids safe from active shooters by being a deterrent in the area.
So he is out there every day with his dog, Jade. And again, he is armed. And in case you don't know, we are an open carry state, so that there's nothing illegal. He has a license to carry. He is licensed to carry. No one has asked him to do this. Mm-hmm. In fact, some parents and some administrators have been wondering why he's out there, and he explained. And if you're wondering what qualifications are needed to appoint yourself a school protector, these are his credentials.
I have the skills. I've done federal security for 5 years, 9 years active duty military, served as a leader, staff sergeant to the highest levels and echelons. And I have a lot of training and skills I would like to offer to the community and help our law enforcement.
Okay, so the News Tribune, okay, you're laughing because Chef wrote out this school protector with a trademark. And so I looked at it. I was like, okay. It was self-appointed. Now, I'm going to just tell you right now, because I read this story last night. It was kind of late. And my initial reaction was, this is a really cool guy. And how wonderful, a vet wanting to do something. He was moved. He was worried. His kids had expressed concerns after hearing about the massacre in Texas. And so they, he thought, well, you know, I have, he feels he has the skills, so he's going to be outside there. Mm-hmm. But again, the issue would be, is he qualified? Is this a good thing? Is this, because I also saw that there were people who were reaching out to him saying, hey, I like what you're doing. Because he created this group, and I think it's a group of one, called Veteran Overwatch, where he's taken it upon himself to do what he's doing.
Right. I had a particular opinion before I read the article, and I'm going to keep it simple. He's not breaking any laws. He is off of school property. He's not close to the property with his weapon, with his concealed weapon at the time, because that's illegal to do that. He's not committing a crime. He has a particular set of skills. He's not doing anything wrong. And
okay,
so I know it is not my job to get on here and say, hey, it's not a good idea if you do that. Well, concerned parents do stuff for their children all the time. Concerned parents meet little Joey at the crosswalk because they don't feel comfortable with them walking home from school.
Yeah, in this case, what's a little confusing is that he is patrolling outside of the high school, and his kids are at an elementary and middle school. So he's patrolling outside of a high school, so it's not actually his kids' school. So my impression, and we're trying to reach out to him to get him on the show. My impression is maybe he wants to be hired, but the district's not interested in hiring him, at least not right now.
Okay.
Now, the Thurston County Sheriff over there, who's been on our show before.
Mm-hmm. The one that said...
No. Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay.
You're thinking Lewis County.
Yeah, you're thinking Lewis County. Okay. No, good. Thurston County okay. Sheriff. It's John Snaza, right? Chef.
Forget John or Robin. No,
yes, it's one of the brothers. In any case, it's the Thurston County Sheriff who said, hey, I'm a veteran too, and I love the intent, but we've got to be careful because law enforcement is specifically trained to do this. We don't know his credentials other than he's a military veteran and probably a wonderful guy. But if something were to happen and he were to use his weapon and then it turns out a child is hurt or killed and he's liable, who's going to be held responsible for that?
I want to share with you kind of my opinion and my thoughts and kind of my bias when this discussion comes up with all the guns and stuff. So check this out. I would like to interview this man because I would like to find out, hey, how did people know that you were walking around armed in this reason? Like, you know what I mean?
It was obvious.
He wants to show it.
He has a vest on. He has a giant badge on his shoulder, okay. Issued by Amazon, I believe. He's okay. Got his pistol on his hip. He has his dog with him, and he patrols outside the fence area there. It's very clear what he's doing.
So yes. For me, what I want to share with you is I always kind of am iffy on folks like that. And folks that love to show all their guns on social media. Whoa, look at all my display on my bed. Look at my guns. You have never seen me post any of my guns. Because I don't really think that's big business. Anybody's business, one. And two, if I was legitimately concerned about my child every single day, you know what I'd do? I'd walk up and pick up my child every single day. Nobody will know. Probably that I'm armed. Nobody would know that my concerns, because I don't need to make it public because I'm not trying to do some other thing.
Yeah.
The school district doesn't want to hire you, bro. So if they don't want to hire you, what is your plan now?
I think he just thinks he's doing, like, he's there to prevent people from coming into the school as an active shooter. He thinks that his presence, being visible with a pistol, acts as a deterrent. I mean... I react to this, like the cosplay of it, the stepping in to fill a security hole that nobody has asked you to fill. I disagree personally with the vibe of it. I can't stop someone from doing it.
No.
But I'm going to ignore the guy if I walk into school, you know, and my kid's going there. But
can I ask you?
It's cringe. It's really cringy.
Can I ask? But I want to make sure before we get out of this, I want to make sure it's not just me. Ursula, I'll start with you. Are you comfortable? You're going to pick up your little sons, your kids, when they're kids at school. Are you comfortable with this guy doing this next to your kid's school?
If after I spoke with him, I mean, just based on what I hear him saying on the News Tribune's interview with him and reading what he said to the newspaper, I probably would feel comfortable. Now, would I feel comfortable if other people decided I'm going to join him and I know nothing about him? Again, I think it's just setting the precedent of having people who are armed patrolling a school that has not asked you for that help. I mean, what if there is, God forbid, a massacre or a mass shooting at any of these schools, and he runs in, and then there are other law enforcement who are specifically trained to do it, to do their thing? That's going to cause mass confusion.
you might have just nailed it right there at the very end of this discussion. What if he goes to do something that is against the protocol and or the training of the law enforcement that's already set up?
I mean, I love his heart, and I love the intent. Okay, what?
I have to play devil's advocate here, because, I mean, after he specifically decided to do this after Uvalde, right?
Yes.
Where he saw probably the greatest failure of American law enforcement in the last century. So, as a parent, if I was of his disposition, I could look at Uvalde and say, I don't care what your law enforcement training is. I don't care what your tactics are. If I feel this deeply in my heart that it's my mission to do this and it's my mission to protect and to help, then it makes complete sense. Do you mind if I play a couple more sound bites from this guy, though?
Yes, the response at Uvalde was a colossal failure,
yes.
And I think that it was unusual. 99 out of 100 times, I would rather have trained law enforcement responding to a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Now, Ursula, this is what he says to folks who approach him and want to help out. They want to join his mission.
I encourage anybody who has the skills and the training that is necessary to do this job. So I don't recommend that anybody willy-nilly with a firearm just go next to a school if they don't have the training or the ability to do so.
What?
I do encourage people to come talk to me, and if they're interested, I can help them get the training, the certification, and or just some extra training materials if they'd like.
Like pamphlets?
Why didn't y'all play this in the beginning?
I didn't have it.
Chef
was holding it in his pocket.
Bruh.
Okay. So
now,
he's the arbiter of all training now? Okay, let's hear more.
Let's hear more.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so catch the jargon here. This is what he says that he does.
I provide assistance in the community with my nonprofit, All in a Day's Work, helping out the community with safety along with community engagement. Part of the program I have is Veteran Overwatch, which is helping our law enforcement, you know, keep our kids safe in our community.
Community engagement, helping law enforcement has said, like, this is kind of problematic. We don't really want you to do this.
Well, that's
right. What sort of certifications do you get to stand outside of a school's fence with a gun?
That's the issue. Now I got questions, and I really want you to come on the show now. I have a lot of questions. Let's hear about your nonprofit. Let's see who you're working
with. Well, he created it. He just created it.
How long ago?
Not that long ago, I think.
After Uvalde. So, yeah.
Oh, he just created it.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I think it might be a very small group, maybe just him.
Tell us which law enforcement agency that you're working alongside, and then we can interview them, too.
Well, the law enforcement agency that is there is now aware of him. I mean, Lacey Police came, first of all, and asked him, what are you doing here, and talked to him. And again, they're trying to handle it very delicately because, obviously, this is someone who is trying to do good in the community. So it's kind of a little bit of a dilemma. He's trying to do something helpful and you know, maybe also on a personal level, find, you know, a purpose. And this is something that he feels can help with the community. But it also, on the other hand, is potentially creating a problem.
Were the cops in Uvalde, were they trained?
Yes. What does that have to do with this particular situation?
I'm just talking about the idea of training.
Can I push back on myself for a second?
Yes, please.
Because as much as this rubs me the wrong way, I'm also questioning why I think this way, right? So one, I think, do you not have a job? What are you doing with your time that you're deciding to spend the school day standing outside the fence? But on the other hand, I would never question someone who, especially a woman, right, who decides I'm going to go volunteer in my kid's class because I see a need there. And you know, Anthony says that the reception he's received from parents and kids has been fantastic.
When the kids come up to me after school thanking me, giving me hugs, and the parents that come up to me crying, thanking me for being here, assuring them or just reassuring them that their kids are going to get home safe today, I think overall that is what makes the biggest difference to me.
What are the parents crying about when they come up to them?
Because they see someone who is doing something. I mean, if you listen to...
They're crying? Do you cry when you see law enforcement?
If you listen to media every day, you would think that certain media, that, you know, everyone's under siege, that our kids are at great danger. And here is someone who is taking it upon himself to spend his days trying to protect kids who aren't even his. So I completely understand that. you know, my issue again is now do you create a whole team of people who you have no idea what their credentials are, that you have them now patrolling a school that didn't ask for your help?
Ursula, when people start telling you, and I know this because you are very detailed and you're always quick with the questions. When people start telling you stories and they're talking and you're listening to them and they say some things and you, in the back of your mind, your spidey senses are going, you're like,
yeah.
See, when he said the parents are coming up to me crying, what are they crying about?
At least a few parents might be just emotional saying, hey, this is something. We're all looking for good in our community. We're all looking for good. And again, my initial reaction to him was, this is really cool. And there's still a part that's like, this is really cool. But I also see where this could be problematic.
I think it could be problematic, especially the part where, hey, if you want to come up to me, I want to help you with some training and we can help the neighborhoods. No, we do not want this to be a thing. Do we? Do we want this to be a thing where we have retired Army vets outside of schools?
In some parts of the country, it is a thing.
Yeah.
888-973-5476. Let us know if you want this around your elementary school or high school.
Yeah, already parents are texting in. Nick says, as a parent and a combat vet, I hate this. In case you couldn't tell, armed citizens guarding a school is such a stupid idea. They did it in an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's a show about idiots making poor decisions. Okay, that's one strong opinion. There are many more. Other people say, I love this. A majority feels like, okay, I want to make sure I'm saying this correct. Dan in Enumclaw says, well, maybe I should go down to this school with my shotgun to protect the citizens against this guy. This is the problem.
You can't open carry a shotgun. Just want to point that out.
That's what people aren't like. For everybody that's disagreeing with me right now, you're just not seeing where this could go to. You're just seeing one person right now, and one person is saying, yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, if you want training, I can help you with that.
Yes.
You don't see what this leads to?
Yeah. So Anthony has an open invitation to come onto our show.
Yes.
First of all, and I love his heart, and I'm just worried about the potential problems. How's that? Okay, still ahead.
So nice.
We're going to talk about Brett Favre.
and what he's doing in the community is Gene Ursula.
To the G and Ursula show. Just real quick, we want to make a correction. Right before the break, Chef mentioned that you cannot open carry a shotgun. And
I was wrong.
Text line blew up.
I was wrong. Apparently you can. There's no law against it. It's not considered brandishing for some crazy reason. Firearms groups say, use your discretion.
Exactly.
Did you guys see how easy that was?
Yes.
Did you see how the G and Ursula show just... Yeah. Hey, sorry. We were wrong about something.
Yep. We're happy to make the correction, and in fact, we insist on making the correction. Okay, so we haven't talked about Brett Favre yet on this show, and I've been waiting for an opportunity, and this is a good one, because this is being called one of the largest public corruption cases in modern Mississippi history. And Brett Favre, in tandem with former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, are now accused of siphoning off welfare funds in that state to pay for athletic facilities at the University of Southern Mississippi, which is Favre's alma mater. And now we're learning about new text messages between Favre and Governor Bryant, and they led to Favre getting his SiriusXM radio show canceled. And so we're getting more now from CBS's Nancy Chen.
New text messages show the pressure former NFL quarterback Brett Favre was putting on then Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant. Favre requested money for an indoor football practice facility to help recruit a player for his college alma mater, the University of Southern Mississippi, in 2019. The funding in question from a grant program intended for low-income families. The governor responded to Favre's request. Use of these funds is tightly controlled. Any improper use could result in violation of federal law. The new text revealed in a court filing followed a similar request Favre made 2 years earlier for a USM volleyball facility. His daughter was on the team. The former governor wrote him, "I am too old for federal prison." State Auditor Shad White uncovered the alleged corruption. He's still investigating alongside the FBI.
I think the people who get their hands on big grants, typically big grants for poor folks, they think nobody's watching.
Favre is facing a civil suit and has paid back the $1.1 million, but still owes the state interest.
It's just this general idea that this money was supposed to go to the poorest people in the state. It has eroded people's faith in government. It's eroded people's faith in the idea that these programs can work, and it has wasted taxpayer dollars.
It's truly disgusting, and they think that no one is watching.
Because history is always on the side of not poor people. And oftentimes, most people aren't watching. Oftentimes, let's be real, the only reason why this is really even a story is because times are changing now, meaning you have people that are in media, that are journalists, that are like, I don't care who you are, Brett Favre. I don't care who you are, government. I'm going to tell this story. And we're having more and more of that these days. This story's been going on for a while. It was made public. So there's a lot of people who says, oh, the media isn't talking about this. Yes, they are. They was talking about it last year. I found out about it.
But it hasn't. I know you did. And you actually got
blocked by Brett
blocked
Favre.
Blocked by Brett Favre.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
Hey, Mr. Favre. How you doing, sir? I got the messages somewhere.
Oh. Yeah, so you were on Twitter and you had texted something or tweeted something about
this particular case when
it started bubbling up.
So in May of 2021, it talked about there was a Jeffrey Pender on social media. He had said Brett Favre, he wrote an article in the Mississippi Today. Brett Favre hasn't returned welfare funds as promised a year ago because he was supposed to return those funds. And I tweeted at Brett Favre. At Brett Favre, excuse me, sir, with a quote tweet. And I don't know if he liked that, but I didn't think he paid attention to it. Then I tweeted at him on October 7th of 2021. Hey, Brett Favre, have you paid all that money back yet? You got $1.1 million, and I was talking about all this stuff, and you're supposed to do some speeches. And then he ended up blocking me.
Is that the first time Brett Favre's done his own blocking?
Ooh, that's a good one, Chef.
Yeah, that was waiting.
But the former governor knew what they were doing was not on the up and up, even saying, I'm too old to spend time in federal prison. So it's not like they didn't know that potentially they could get in huge trouble for what they were doing. They're just figuring, okay, we need to get away with this.
I mean, the people, and I'm not being funny when I say, well, I'm kind of being funny, but I'm kind of being serious when I say this. The same folks that make fun of the younger generation for being on their phones and, oh, I don't understand the phones like these youngsters do, are the same ones that are getting in trouble because of their phones. I.e., do I need to talk about the missing text messages with Seattle City government here? That happened with the exchange talking about Chop Chaz. I mean, where are those text messages? They're gone, right? They're all of a sudden gone. And then in this case, text messages now are getting you in trouble. This stuff has been happening for years. Times are changing because people are willing. There are some courageous people that are saying, you know what? I've had enough. I'm tired of people getting away with doing whatever they want just because they have a platform, just because they're a celebrity, just because they have money. And more stories will continue to happen this way.
But this started, how far back was it? It was a 2021. So it's been over a year.
But it all started, the whole thing started in 19.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's been years, and it's
years.
Just now that he had his radio show canceled that things seem to be coming to a head. But
right.
What should happen to Brett Favre?
Well, the person that was in charge of the money and stuff just pled guilty.
Right, exactly.
And as far as criminal charges should be,
I don't know how extensive it is, but there needs
what
to be some...
What can you throw someone in jail for asking a public figure to do something illegal? Right? I have influence. I'm going to ask you to do something illegal, and then you do it. What do I...
True.
I mean, if he still has money belonging to the state of Mississippi, throw him in jail. What's shocking about this is not like 1940 Chicago or New York-style corruption. This is happening today.
Yes,
2019.
Exactly.
Welfare funds.
Yeah.
This sounds like 50 years ago.
Yeah. But no, to your point, though, as far as Brett Favre, all he did was say, hey, man, can you do this?
Yeah, can you do me a favor?
Do me a favor.
Yeah. And how often does that happen, right?
All the time.
And, maybe he just got caught.
And he just got caught. And there's really no crime in saying, hey.
Yeah, using your influence
to
curry favor, even if it's illegal.
Yeah.
And hurting the poor.
Hey, Ursula, can you can you do this illegally and help me out? And then you get caught.
It's just gross.
Yeah, it is. Hey, coming up next in scenarios, find out what happens when he invites her over and then he looks on Instagram the next day and sees pictures of the inside of his condo. We'll do that next, Gene Ursula. Agree to disagree comes up at 11 o'clock, but right now, scenarios.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
So I've been dating this gal for 4 months now. Things are going pretty well. I live alone, and I like to keep to myself. I'm a pretty private person, but I really like this girl. Mostly, we spend time at her place, but she finally asked me when she was going to be able to see where I live. Now, I didn't want to seem weird, so I invited her for dinner. She came over. I was working in the kitchen. I told her I wanted to surprise her, so I asked her to wait in the other room while I finished dinner. It took another half hour or so, and she loved it. Very impressed. We spent the night together, and I thought everything was perfect. Then she posted on Instagram, and there were a bunch of photos of my condo. I mean, everything. And her message was, my perfect guy has the perfect place and cooked the perfect meal. I should be happy. I know that she said that, but I'm really upset about it. I didn't really want her to come over in the first place, and now she's posting photos of my entire life without permission. Yes. Taking photos of my condo feels like my entire life, considering I don't even post pictures of my condo. Who would do this? How do I talk to her about it without coming off as weird? 888-973-5476 is the State Roofing text line. Ursula, you're up to bat first.
You communicate how you feel, and then you come up with a compromise.
You're back to that, ain't you?
Come on.
You know what? You know what, man? Yesterday, you know, here's the thing. Yesterday,
I hadn't said it in a while.
Yesterday, you said, you know, I got to get back to that.
Yeah.
And dang
okay.
it.
I know. Okay. First of all, they've been dating for 4 months. They don't know everything about each other, but 4 months is a decent amount of time, especially compared to what you guys told me last week, you know, how many dates before the magic happens. So I'm thinking 4 months, you kind of maybe have discussed and you get a sense of how open he is or not open he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so she misread him, obviously. So he needs to let her know. Just say, I don't feel comfortable having my condo exposed on the internet. You don't know what people do with this, and explain his positioning. And if she's not okay with that and wants to insist on posting pictures that he doesn't want posted, then he knows that that's not the relationship for him. And vice versa. If she's a super outgoing person who wants to post everything and everything's about the gram, or is going to become a future TikTok,
well done.
Maybe they're not compatible.
Before Chef, before you go, I just want to say this is probably one of the easiest scenarios. Fam, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, just look, if you want to keep dating this gal, let her know. Look, don't post
just
pictures
don't post
of a crib no more.
Exactly.
Don't do that. I don't get down like that. And if she insists on wanting to do it, then that's not the one for you.
Exactly.
All right, Chef, what you got, bro?
Anyone ever been mad about having some magic happen after a date? It was a perfect day. The night ended well. She spent the night. But But he didn't even want her to come over to his house in the first place.
Yeah, that's a flag.
Why? Why didn't you want photos of your apartment on social media? Could there be some other reason for this? I don't know. Either you're an extremely paranoid person or you're cheating. Because there's no security risk with having pictures of your cabinet or your coffee room table, like your coffee table, being posted on Instagram. That's weird.
No, even though it's the year that Gio was mentioned.
It's 2022.
Even though it is that year. There are people who are still very personal, private,
sure, yes,
and don't want their business.
Yes.
On them. And I have people who actually say, you know what? Don't post a picture on Facebook or whatever it is. If there's a group shot, they're like, I don't feel comfortable. And I respect that. You know, that's their wishes. But that's something that you have a conversation about.
Oh, first of all, Chef, I don't like how you going to the side to assuming that bruh is cheating.
I didn't assume.
You know,
you said something sinister.
Come on now.
That's
weak, bro.
That's weird.
Not weird.
Well,
yes,
okay, hold it. I'm going to bust you here right now.
Oh, bring
because
it.
One of you in your family, you are not as into social media posting as your wife is. You've told
me
that.
Yes, this is true.
So she posts pictures and beautiful pictures of your family, whether it's, you know, a camping trip or whatever it is. And I always say, oh, I saw Gabby's pictures, Matthew. And, you know, that this was before you were doing, she was posting more pictures before Alice was born. And I would bring it up and you're like, oh, she did? She posted it? You guys have very different social media
habits.
Yeah.
That's completely normal.
That is normal.
Trust me. If after a magic date with my wife when we were dating, she was so happy with our relationship that she decided to tell the world about it.
Yeah.
You know how that would make me feel? Very happy. Yeah. It would make me feel very thrilled.
But
not
posting
paranoid.
Pictures of the inside of your condo all over the place?
I'll admit something. I'll admit something, even though I love every opportunity I can to call Chef a hater. I will say this. Ladies, if you're dating a guy for 4 months and he barely doesn't want you at his house, listen to me and listen to me good. Either A, you're not the only one, or B, he's not that into you. Those are your only two choices. A, you're not the only one, or B, he's not that into you. All right, Nick, what you got?
Well, I'll just say this. A night in for dinner is fine. If you want to have a sleepover, then that's based on a vibe, and it can be okay. But you come out of the bathroom in your own condo, and she's recording your futon? Pump the brakes on this gal here. I hope you slept with one eye open that night. She might be recording your snores for the gram over there.
Have you ever had to tell someone not to post something?
Ursula, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A bunch.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, that's not a good picture. Please, no.
Yeah, that's why G didn't ask people to post it.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch.
Felt cute, might delete later. That's what the young people say.
I had one. I was at Reggae on the Way, and I was sitting at a table, and somebody else's friend came over, and they kind of took a photo. And I just looked around me, and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't like that photo."
Don't tag me, please.
Do not tag me. Hey, coming up next on the Gian Ursula Show, it's Agree to Disagree. It's Gian Ursula.